Well, it will be difficult to close the gap on City now, because but we will try. But this is a game we couldn't afford to lose. And that's why it's very difficult to take. But on the other hand, we will continue to fight. There's a lot of positives. I feel the team has made a lot of progress since August, and they can be proud of it. The team has a fantastic spirit. We've shown that again today. And let's hope we can continue our progress, and hope that we can get closer to City.
Good night, everyone, and welcome to episode 10 of the FPL Vibes podcast, brought to you by SoCoWarriors.net. So tonight, joining the studio here as usual by Two Cents. What vibes, Two Cents?
Good night, man. Good night, everybody.
And also, we have a special guest tonight, our first guest from the Pekong League, the Mero. What vibes, Mero?
Hey, hello, everyone, and thanks for having me on board, guys. I feel great being invited by you all.
No, see, man. So, you know, I mean, your side is FC Juma.
Yeah, that's right. My side is FC Juma. One of the leagues that I've been playing in for some years now is the Pekong. And the owner of that league is Daryl here. And, you know, I've been in and out of it. I started off, the first year I played, it wasn't too good. You know, I girls beating man thing, fellas was morale talk. You know what I mean? In the forum, I was in the bottom, people tell me how I'm playing in a league under the sea, all kind of things. So it's definitely been a ride, a good experience. Now this year things are much better, and I'm hoping to finish off really well.
Nice, man, nice. So how much years
are
you playing the game now?
I've been playing since the 06-07 season. And the Pekong is a very competitive league. I could definitely say the Pekong is a competitive league. Yeah, we have right now about 30 people, and in Trinidad you always see a handful of us in the top 50, you know. So it's one of the more competitive leagues out there.
Nice.
If I could jump in here,
please do.
I wanna give the background of this guy, right? This guy, when he first starts with the fantasy, Omar, he would call me like on a Friday night, about a half an hour, going over his team. Talking transfers, talking everything.
This
way back, this is like 07. Right?
Right.
He called me like a half hour. Then he get a little better, but he's a man, he's a real lime. So you reach a point where he know all the transfers, but he would call me like 4 in the morning, 4 a.m. Boy, I'm out, I'm drunk. Buy nanny for this man. Yes, sir. Hello, panicking. He always in some bar. Now this year, every year he keep climbing higher. And I remember some years ago, as he was telling me before we started recording, he had won the Soka Warriors Europa League knockout tournament some years ago.
Right.
So now the man do good. He doing real good this year. I think he had like 900 points. Right. Like if he wasn't Andre Samuel, he'd be like fifth. This year the man doing good and I don't any dogs. If you see some kind of text again, remember the other day when I was in Barbados.
Yeah.
And I come back and we do the show, and I had a bad week. The man sent my text. But it seems like the only good thing happened to you this week is that you got a little spice in your life. I only get text.
What's going on, boy, bro?
It's all good, man.
But I mean, hey. Two cents. I mean, I think any Trinidadian playing fantasy league know that around this time of the year is the best time to make a move, eh? Because game week's tight, Christmas, man under pastel, grog, man forgetting to change the side and really study it. You know, if you really sort of man study it, there's the time to catch men.
I hope I will be here for Christmas in the NY alone. So all who go on Chini are jealous, but I hope men go man get drunk, men party, men do whatever they have to do.
You in a Christmas and Carnival. That's the time if you're serious, you can make some moves.
Well, I'll be home for Carnival this year for the first time in like 11 years, but I wouldn't be there for Christmas, so I hope I make my move. One last thing I want to add about the Mero. When we started going to the game weeks, the man, one good thing I must big up the man for, the man is probably the biggest Tottenham fan I know, and he was with them before they started to do good, so I want to commend him on that.
Thanks.
Now they're riding the wave. Spurs looking good. The man is a man come some years ago, because both of us come from really back watching Syria with Juve. We both Juve fans.
Uh-huh.
And the man, when he was looking for English team, the man started back Spurs when they was down, started come and check out all kind of Spurs jersey on and things. I thought I better use that and wipe my glass or something. But
he stick to it.
Yeah, Spurs looking real good now, so I must commend the man for that. He's the biggest Spurs fan I know, and he riding them before they get hurt.
But where you feel, Mara, where you feel Spurs going to do this season?
Well, I definitely looking, I mean, being realistic, I wouldn't say we were going to win the league, but I definitely want to secure a Champions League position next year. You know what I mean? And one of the biggest tests we have right now is this upcoming game on Tuesday against Chelsea.
Well, we definitely going to get a dot. When we get into the game, we come in, we definitely going to get a dot.
Yeah. Nice. But I'm looking for a Champions League position.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
Yeah, I think Spurs, they're looking real good, and Champions League definitely within their reach. You know?
If they could,
the thing about them this year, too, is that they don't have, like last year, the Champions League to worry about. All they're playing is league.
Uh-huh.
And so they don't have to, you know, focus, they have to split the focus on too much different things. So I definitely think they're going to be in it coming on to the end of the season.
That's true, and God willing, I hope, you know we see it happen to a lot of teams. When the players have extra games, you see the team tends to not do as well in the league the following year and so on. Everton is a chief culprit, but yeah. I really hope and Spurs the future could be solid and they could continue to challenge for that Champions League position.
Cool, man. So just looking at the this is the time of the year. Actually, we on a Sunday night podcast just because we have a game week coming up on Tuesday. Those who paying attention should know that. And I mean, 2 cents. What are some of the things with the game weeks being so tight that men ought to be looking out for?
I mean, the obvious rotation, that is the number one culprit. Rotation, sometimes this is the part of the year you need to have a strong bench, because sometimes some of the big guns will get rested, especially from the teams with deep squads like Man City and Man U and these kind of teams, Chelsea. You'll see a lot of rotation around this time of the year. I mean, and right now it's not just about the Christmas time too. I mean, some teams really have a lot of rotating coming up, like with the African Cup and thing, but sticking to just the Christmas time period, it's just rotation.
Yeah, I mean, some team have like four games in 10 days and all kind of things. So, I think men will be in for surprises. You have your big Nani or your big Silver or whatever, and you wake up and they're sitting it out, you know.
Yeah, they just have good men on their bench. Like some people, just have men on their bench like real cheap, just to have a few extra dollars to buy. But I mean, this right now, yeah. You need to have some good men on your bench, a good little 4.2 man to at least get a little 3 points.
That's true. And in addition to what 2 cents just said, you know, with the rotation going on, you will see a lot of people getting low scores. But one thing, I mean, if you could get through it selecting the right captain, that could be, you know, your fall. That could be your breakthrough right there, just being able to select the right captain during a time like this.
Agreed. And the thing is, when weeks are, if you come good during that week, that's when you can make some big moves too, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, just quickly before we get to the game week, looking ahead to the game week, I mean, how are your sides looking so far?
Well, with me, this last game week, So I could just fill you all in on a little strategy that I've been doing. I keep some money in the bank, and then I tend to rotate my midfield between Bale, Mata, Van der Vaart, you know, and it's worked for me so far. This past week it didn't work, you know. I had Nani and I got Mata. Had him as my captain. He only scored 3 points, you know. To me it was like a letdown. It was a gamble. I was only thinking for 1 week. Chelsea playing Wigan, you know. But I mean, Chelsea continue to show their inconsistencies and I was let down. But it's all right.
You know, as a Chelsea fan, I could just say it wouldn't be let down come on Tuesday.
save it for later. For me, I didn't really have a great week. I think I had like 45 points. It was a basically average week. Captain was Adebayo. He didn't really do anything. I was disappointed by that. I left some points on the bench with Simpson from Newcastle. Other than that, this game week didn't really have too many surprises, I guess, other than the Chelsea result. I mean, expected Man U to win. I actually expected City to beat Arsenal. So it was more or less as expected, other than I was hoping Adebayo perform.
Yeah, for me, it was kind of average too. The only thing pulled me out is one of my defenders get clean sheets, and then I had company come off the bench with a clean sheet too. And I watched that game, and I feel he could get some bonus out of that too, but we will see.
Yeah.
I captain Ba, and the man looked really good in that game. He do hit posts, he scissors kick, keep off save, he strong, this, that, you know, but he just couldn't put the ball in the net. But
He did look good. Just a question, you guys know how old is he? I mean,
I don't think he's probably mid-20s. I mean, mid-20s. He's a man, I'd say, but like, I used to watch German football the season before, and he was with Hoffenheim, and this man was always scoring goals. Like, when I heard West Ham was getting him, I couldn't believe they was getting this man so cheap. Like, you know, nobody knew about him, you know? Uh-huh. So I was telling people back then, I say, if this man gets steady run, watch this man. He's the man who keep them in the Premiership and thing. And people was like, who's that man? So I was happy to see him come good too, you know?
Okay.
Because I was like, a stoke pass up on the man, and I was like, but this man is, I know this man is fire, you know? Are you looking real good?
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, we could just look ahead to the upcoming game week, you know, and see what some of the stuff we like. So the first thing we want to look at is the captain picks for the week. And I will start with you, Mero. What, looking at any fixtures, who you like for captain this week?
For captain, I'm going to go with the Dutch, Van Persie, man. I mean, he keeps scoring, and Robin is Robin, you know, he's doing his thing. And I think against Aston Villa, we should see him definitely scoring, firing some goals. So I think not only is a safe pick, I think he's a great pick for the next game week.
Cool. And what about you, Toussaint?
I'm going for like something a little out of the box. As you were talking about rotation, I will go with Dzeko because he was on the bench against Arsenal, and I think they'll have some rotation with either Balotelli or Aguero coming out. So I think Dzeko definitely due for a start. And they have a home game with Stoke. So I'm looking for something from him. I mean, he's not on my team, but that's the guy I'm looking at as captain this week.
Nice. Well, I'm going to go with Ba home to West Brom. And I just basically say everything I had to say about him there. I mean, the man looking real, real good anytime I see him play. So, you know, I can for him to do things against Newcastle. So, what was a cheap pick for the weekend? We'll start with you, Toussaint. Who you like for a cheap pick for the week?
I like Fletcher of Wolves. He's in good form right now. They're home to Norwich. I mean, Norwich concedes some goals in almost every game. And Fletcher looking sharp right now, you know. And Wolves definitely need some results to come away from the relegation zone. They're like 16th or 17th right now. Fletcher.
Nice. How about you, Mero?
Okay, I'm gonna go with Holt. I believe it's Firebrand who actually brought my attention to Holt. You know, listening to the podcast, I heard Firebrand speak about him, and with all the rotations going on and so on, and especially his performance in the last game, that goal that he scored, you know, it was a brilliant goal, and I'm sure that the team will start looking towards him a lot more and so on for inspiration. So I'm going to go with Holt.
All right, well, my pick for the week is Drenthe home to Swansea. I mean, I was real close to actually buying him last week. He actually didn't even start, but he came off the bench, and within the if it's 20 minutes or whatever, he had an assist. It was actually a shot he took, and a guy just got a toe on it. And then he had a couple of good chances. So I don't see him not starting for the week. So I think he's a good one to look out for to do something. So what about looking at teams to get clean sheets from? We'll start with you, Mero. Who are we looking good for a clean sheet this week?
I will go with Liverpool. I mean, Liverpool throughout the years, especially during the Christmas season, I could say that they tend to gain points by not allowing any goals. Carragher, the veteran, you have Luis Enrique there. Sometimes I look at Johnson. I like him because he goes forward and so on, but you know, he leaves spaces in the back, which allows the team to be prone to being scored on. But I would say Liverpool, man, they keep things in the back tight, and they will definitely see themselves through the Christmas schedule with some points. So Liverpool, definitely.
I think Mero getting confused with Man United on the Christmas period with Liverpool on the Christmas period. The clean sheet, I'll go with Man City. So I think they have it safe against Stoke. I don't see Stoke penetrating Man City backline this week.
But clean sheet, I will go with Newcastle. They had a tough run before, but they got back Colaccini and Tiote, and that seemed to give them a little more steel in the last game I watched. So home to West Brom now. I think they're looking good to keep it tight in the back there.
Okay. I just want to go back to the 2 cents with the Man City clean sheet. I'm wondering, you know, like, how do you see Man City dealing with the long balls? You know, like, you think they'll... I mean, everybody tries to defend against it, but somehow or the other, it tends to throw the defense into confusion and, you know, goals score. You really see them dealing with all those long balls and high pressure?
Definitely see Man City dealing with it. I mean, Man City are probably the most physical team in the league. Everybody says Stoke is a physical team. When you look at somebody like Michael Richards, Scott Zabaleta, Yaya, Barry, I mean, a lot of solid guys, a lot of guys good in the air. So I think they can definitely handle Stoke. I mean, they have more than enough to take care of Stoke. I mean, up front, they're physical. Balotelli, Jekyll, I mean, other than the little tricky wing wizards like Nasri and Tilbury, they're very physical. And Joe Hart stopping. I mean, he had a brilliant save just this week. So.
Yeah.
I don't see too much problems for Man City.
Okay, fair enough.
I see problems for Man City, but I feel they could still hold out, you know. That Stoke side, that long ball is something else in truth.
Yeah, and the reason why I didn't think Man City would be... I don't think Man City would be able to do it is because, you know, they're one of those teams, when they play big teams, they show up. But sometimes, you know, when the team tends to change the trend of play, it tends to set people off. So we'll see. It'll be interesting.
Cool. So, Mara, who you like? Which fixture you like for goals this week?
For goals, I'm going to go with the Tottenham-Chelsea game. Why? Because I know Tottenham, they're going to win. They do let goals in, but they're going to win. You know, Chelsea may underestimate them. You never know. But this game, definitely goals. Sturridge, unbelievable. You know what I mean? I used to be reading back in the day. He used to, like, say Drogba was his mentor and stuff. And so now you're seeing him and Drogba play together. You're expecting goals. But I think this is where we're going to see goals this game week.
Breads. The worst thing that could happen for Spurs is that Chelsea draw that game 1-1 to Wigan, because this just makes this a must-win win for Chelsea. Understand? So I think
we'll see.
Some heat. I'm scared. I am far from the laptop, yo. or did he scare you? Did he make you step away from the laptop?
Who you like for goals then? I like
Blackburn and Bolton for goals. I mean, it's the two bottom teams, and they'll be both looking for a win. It's a 6-pointer, as they say, and some people like Yakubu out there looking for something, you know. Bolton really in a mess right now. I'm not expecting this. I still do expect them to get relegated, but you know what they say about the team who, like, on the bottom at Christmas, and
yeah.
I really like Bolton. There are some players are like, I didn't think they would miss Stuart Olin this much. I didn't think they would miss Elmanda this much. But I expected some from Bolton. They are a nice little side. They're missing Lee also on the wing. So they're missing a few bit of players, but are looking for something in this game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Blackburn has some firepower as well.
All right. For the goals, I'm going with Wolves Norwich. I mean, Norwich is a side as home or away, they always seem to score against whoever, but they always seem to get scored upon by whoever. And then Wolves is whoever. You know, them, I don't like that side at all. And there's a side that always leaking goals, but they have some goals in them being at home. So I'm looking for some goals in that fixture there. So that's basically it for the preview. And I mean, any teams.
But now it's time for the Chelsea Tottenham debate. I don't know. I'm gonna give each person 30 seconds to state why the team go and win and what the team had to do to win.
Well, like I say, you understand that last goal Wigan point there just means that there's just more ground for Chelsea to make up. And like they show against Valencia, against Newcastle, against City, when they have ground to make up and they have it on the line, they could come and do it. And I think Spurs go and get a lesson come Tuesday. Who is the big dogs in the business? Like Iowa, who is the big man in the business?
Come, your time up. What say right. You? It's like Freestyle Friday.
So, of course, I'm going to go with a Tottenham win. And in my opinion, you know, Redknapp, he's been doing an excellent job. He rested Bale. You know what I mean? We have Van der Vaart back from injury. And he played. And he had the assist and so on. You know, so he had some time to play in order to peak for this game. One thing I was scared about was Scott Parker. He was right in that suspension line. He played. He didn't get any yellow cards. So he's there to enforce. You know what I mean? And when it comes down to Chelsea, they're going through a lot. I mean, players are people. You know, emotions, this, that, and the other. We have John Terry with his thing.
Hold on, 30 seconds. We don't want to know about John Terry. I'm going to get some scores.
Chelsea 2, Tottenham 1.
Tottenham 3, Chelsea 1.
Wow. It's right. Real ambitious. I know it's Christmas, but gosh.
It's goals. Ching, ching, ching.
I'm looking forward to hearing the trash talk after this one.
Yeah, it might sound crazy. I take the day off, all kind of things. So. I home for that game.
Yeah, well, I think we could basically wrap it up there. You know, Barrow, thanks for passing through on the podcast, man.
It was a pleasure, and I hope to be back again probably later on in the season, and we could assess to see if I was able to continue with this high streak. I want to beat 2 cents this year. I've never been able to beat them before. So
personally, if it was up to me, I would have you back next week so I could talk about Chelsea winning that game, you know. But I don't think we're having a podcast next week. So,
well, first of all, Maro, you're way ahead. So, I mean, I had to work the magic to pass you. Yeah? Before we go, I want to big up JDB. I see JDB in the top 10 of the Andre Samuel. He arrived.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, I see you there just now, JDB.
I'm gonna shout them up. We gotta bring in some of those guys up there in the top 10. Also wanna bring in some men low down in the league too, all in the 100 position. Do we hear what men trying to do to climb the table a little bit? Because the strategy always the front if you're ahead and if you're behind too. If you're behind, you gotta take a little risk.
That's true.
Alright, fellas, well, I just want to say, you know, all the best for the holidays, the Christmas, you know.
Yeah, shout out. Merry Christmas to everybody on the Soccer Warriors.net.
You know, keep safe, everybody, and enjoy the holidays.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Good night.